Stack, this is depending on Robert Hart, H-A-R-T, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 12-6-1938. Date of visit 1-3-23. Please make a copy for Dr. Christopher Larazabal, M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is left upper lobe lung nodule. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 84-year-old male who is previously known to have a left lung nodule, was being followed with serial CAT scans of the chest, and his most recent chest CT done on 10/28/22 showed a slightly enlarged left upper lobe lung nodule presently at 17 millimeter and previously noted to be 15 millimeter. I'm sorry, previously noted to be 14 millimeter in April of 21. The patient has occasional cough, mild wheezing, but no shortness of breath. Denies fevers, chills, night sweats, or myoptosis. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes history of coronary artery disease with stenting, history of hypertension and hypolipidemia, history for benign prostatic hypertrophy, and history of gastric ulcer. He has had palpitations and history for arthritis, and had a right knee repair with meniscectomy. He also has had a TURP for prosthetic hypertrophy and bilateral cataract surgery with implants, and had coronary atherectomy and tonsillectomy remotely. Next paragraph, allergies to Mirapex. Next, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 20 years and then quit in 83. Drinks alcohol moderately. Worked as a veterinarian. Next, family history. Mother died of a stroke. Father also died of a stroke. Next, medalist included bupropion 300 milligrams daily, losartan 50 milligrams BID, ropinirole. I'm sorry, not ropinirole. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams a day, atenolol 50 milligrams BID, and noro ellipta 1 puff daily, ventolin 2 puffs PRN. Next, system review. The patient denies weight loss. He has some shortness of breath and occasional cough. He has constipation and no heartburn. He has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. He does have anxiety with depression. He has easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle aches. He has memory loss and no headaches or skin rash. He has urinary frequency and no flank pains. And has hay fever. Next physical exam, this thinly built, this averagely built elderly white male is alert, pale, no acute distress. No clubbing cyanosis, but has mild edema. Blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse is 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.2. Weight is 186, saturation 96. HENT at normal spalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Scattered visas bilaterally. No crackles. Heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosities, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Left upper lobe lung nodule enlarging. Rule out malignancy. Number 2, underlying COPD. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, coronary artery disease. Number 5 is degenerative arthritis. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a PET CT to evaluate the lung nodule. He will be sent for a CT-guided needle biopsy of the left upper lung nodule. Also advised to continue with anoroleptic 1 puff daily. CBC coag profile, complete metabolic profile to be done. And a follow-up visit here in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Christopher Larazabal, MD. This doctor, this is Suzanne.